Hello, this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome again to my Astoria Week website. This is story number 155, Walter Mitty and I. The series of woodblock prints that I'm currently making is a bit different from my previous work, in that each of the prints has a long story attached to it. In fact, the 12 prints and their accompanying stories actually make up a full-length book. The stories describe the environment around the location depicted in each of the prints, but in an attempt to make them a bit more interesting, I also write about my own activities, my camping adventures, and the animals I meet while exploring the area. Sometimes, though, nothing much actually happens. So on one occasion, to fill out the story, I imagined a number of things that could have happened during my trip. This was easy to do. I just sat back in a sunny place, closed my eyes, and a moment later was deep in a dramatic episode. Saving a freighter from being shipwrecked in a storm, or surviving a massive earthquake and tsunami. Heroic adventures. Many years ago, I read a short story called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, in which the author introduced us to a mild-mannered character who was constantly daydreaming in a similar fashion. It was very clear what was happening. These dramatic and romantic mental fantasies were a way for him to escape his very humdrum life. He was a nobody, but in his daydreams, he became a hero. Ever since reading that story, I've been a bit bothered by it. You see, I myself can easily do exactly the same thing that meek Mr. Mitty did in that story. At a moment's notice, I too can escape into a world of fantasy and imagination. It's not something I do all day every day, as he did in his story. But because I spend so much time alone, it is all too easy to do. When I'm carving a woodblock, for example, I may spend around 8 hours in the day sitting at my workbench. There's no conversation to distract me, and the work itself does not use any particular mental capacity. It is manual labor, so my mind is quite free to roam away. The reason that I'm bothered by this is that in no way do I see myself as a nobody, as a person whose own life is so unfulfilling that he has to escape into a better place of his own creation. I have actually had, in real life, many of the kinds of episodes that Mitty might daydream about. Just for one example, a while back I was a guest on a major NHK television program. I had to wait backstage until the right moment. The host then announced my name in dramatic fashion. "Welcome, would you please, woodblock printmaker David Ball!" A curtain rose and I strode forward into the bright lights and applause of the studio audience. Millions of people watched. A heroic adventure indeed. But a few hours later, sitting on the train on the way home from the studio, surrounded by people who had no idea who I was, my head nodded drowsily forward and some other exciting adventure got underway. I'm very lucky in one thing. I sleep very deeply and never have any memory of dreams. We are told by the scientists that everybody does dream, and I suppose my brain is indeed busy all night dreaming dramatic episodes. But when I wake up each morning, everything seems to have been erased cleanly, and I have no memories at all of whatever may have taken place during those nighttime hours. I get a fresh start every day. But Mr. Mitty soon comes along to join me.